On the phone now, Bob Pratt, who is East Lansing Fire Marshal and Water Safety Expert. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing awfully well. We've had such tragedies in the last week. Four by my count, unfortunately, of folks who have drowned in various different circumstances. And wanted to talk to you about, what we need to look for. Some drownings perhaps can be avoided, and how we might avoid some of them. And then what, as observers around folks, what we need to be looking for. I guess we'll start with how some of these drownings could be avoided, perhaps.
Well, you know, we have to look at where the drownings occurred and who the drowning victims were. We go everywhere from Brandon Cooper, who was a 2-year-old who died in a small pool in DeWitt, to Richard Miller, who was a person who was fishing in the Grand River, who was 60. And with each age group comes certain risk factors that we look at. And obviously with a 2-year-old, being watchful is the most important thing. And for people who have youngsters who are around pools or pond areas, you need to be extra vigilant. And when the toddler turns up missing, the first place that you need to look for them is the pool, because that's probably the most dangerous. The case of the young man in Holt who drowned at Valhalla, when we look at teenagers, especially teenage males, and males drown 80% of the time.
Wow.
It really is a macho kind of thing. We look at males who overestimate their ability and also get some peer pressure that makes them try to swim out beyond their ability.
Well, and we see every summer the folks with old gravel pits and that kind of thing too. They're out, you know, just trying to have fun, looking for a fun place to go. What are precautions people need to take a look at when in bodies of water?
Well, water is very powerful, and you know, unfortunately, we've had 4 instances in the last week or so. So you need to respect the power of water, and no matter what your swimming ability, and that's really the first key, is to have some swimming ability. And the better swimmer you are, the less likely you are to drown. But even if you do have good swimming ability, there are times when a life jacket is appropriate, and kayaking and canoeing. It's always important to have a life jacket, not only in the canoe, but on your person, because you never know when you could get swept out of it and the life jacket could be swept away from you, or you could have some kind of other incident where you either strike your head or have a seizure or something like that, where it's very important that you have that life jacket not only in the craft, but you have it on.
Well, and as you mentioned in an article in the State Journal, sir, you talked about the fact that life jackets now, they're inexpensive, they're comfortable, they're close-fitting. I mean, they're not like the old big orange ones I grew up with.
No, they're really not. And when I go out kayaking later on this evening, you won't even know that I have a life jacket on. It looks like a very small waist pack, and it's Coast Guard approved, and it's out of the way, and it's amazing.
Well, and of course, you know, each of these cases, as all of them are so incredibly tragic, and the fisherman over the weekend and the kayaker, again, didn't have life vests on. And one of the fishermen I saw interviewed on television said, who had seen this gentleman, he said, I'll sure consider one now. He said, I don't know of any, you know, people who are wearing waders fishing wearing them, and he thought he would reconsider it now. And I guess that just surprises me, being in the water.
Right. Well, they think they don't need it because they're not in a boat. But any time you're around the water, you should certainly consider it.
One of the other things I heard you speak about, sir, you talked about what to watch for when you're at any body of water, whether it be a beach or a pool or a gravel pit or a river. Movies haven't done us any favors. They don't really portray accurately what somebody who is drowning or is in deep trouble looks like.
No, they really don't. And as a former lifeguard, it's really easy to spot the person who's pretending to drown, because they're waving their arms and they're calling for help. And in a drowning situation, a true drowning situation, the drowning victim can do neither. They're so out of breath because they're worried about getting their next breath that they can't yell. So imagine running to the top of the Hubbard Hall, 12 stories, and trying to yell when you get there. You simply cannot do it, or trying to yell on your way up there. The other thing is waving. If you lift your arms up out of the water, that's going to be extra weight, and it's going to submerge your face. So the really key thing to look for are people who are vertical in the water. Swimmers who are swimming, or even a distressed swimmer who has some ability, will be a little bit horizontal in the water. And if a person is completely vertical in the water, for some strange reason, all of the drowning victims that I've dealt with have been able to face shore. They're facing towards safety. They have a look of panic on their face. Their head is back. Their mouth is open. And if you didn't know to look for those key signs, you wouldn't even realize that they're drowning.
Well, and that's frightening in itself because, like you said, we think we know a look of panic, and it's the opposite of that.
Right.
Right. Wow. What do we do if we see someone in the situation that we now know is more accurately described? What do we do if say, we're on shore at a beach and we see something like that? What are some of the things we can do to help get help to them and help them in terms of well, I guess, just general help if we can't be the one that does it?
Right. You need to be very quick because a drowning person will only stay at the surface of the water between 15 and 45 seconds. So you need to be extremely quick and get them something that floats. In the case of the fishermen, a tackle box may just buy them enough time to get more help there. If there's a ring buoy available, if there's a cooler, a styrofoam cooler or a plastic cooler, throw that out to them. Even something like a 2-liter bottle that's capped up can keep someone afloat until more help can get there. Obviously, we need to call 911. If you're not trained in water rescue, you really have no business going out and becoming another victim. And unfortunately, if the person does submerge, one of the important things we need to do is we need to know exactly where that spot was. So if you can help the dive team when they get there to triangulate that, notice where your position is, look across the body of water and pick out some landmark and draw a line through there. Then walk down the shore a ways or have someone else walk down the shore a ways and do the same thing at another point. And then when you trisect those lines, you'll be at the spot that the person was last seen.
Well, these are huge tips. As you said, unfortunately, it took several days to find the missing kayaker. You know, the currents are strong and heavy, but having some points to pinpoint can certainly help in other instances.
Right. In the case of the kayaker, what likely happened is that he was hung up in some floating debris and actually was swept downstream. But most incidents, both in calm water and in moving water, once you account for the current, taking the person to the bottom, they'll be found very close to where they went in.
Well, it's unusual. Thankfully, it's unusual to have this many incidents so quick together, or so close together. And I sure hope some of the information we've given folks today will help people throw on a life vest if you're going to be in or around the water and keep an eye out for each other.
Absolutely. You know, the three real key things: learn to swim. Make sure your kids get swimming lessons. Wear a life jacket. Make your children wear a life jacket, and then take a CPR class just in case the unbelievable things happen.
Well, yes, I can think of nothing worse than being the one in a position who could help and you can't because you don't have the knowledge.
Right.
Wow. Thank you, sir, very much for giving us these tips. We might have saved some lives tonight.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much.